It should be a relaxing evening for incumbent Senators Bob Dixon and Jay Wasson, as well as incumbent Representatives Eric Burleson and Jeff Messenger, among others. All are among more than a dozen area candidates, all Republican, running unopposed on Tuesday. Missouri State University Political Science Department head Dr. George Connor says the figure does not surprise him.
The nature of the southwest of the state of Missouri has become increasingly Republican, moved ever so slightly to the right with respect to the ideology. And so I think while everyone wants, you know, two-party competitive elections, the demographics of southwest Missouri are not two-party competitive.
That could make for a tough race for Democrat Charlie Knorr, the House incumbent for the 132nd District. It's a seat Connor says has been a wild card as of late.
Charlie Knorr held the seat, and before him it was a Republican, and then Charlie Knorr lost the seat to Melissa Leash, and now Charlie Knorr got it back again. And so I think that, you know, that's still a toss-up.
At the congressional level, there's been some criticism for the way Billy Long has run his campaign after refusing to debate his Democratic and Libertarian opponents, Jim Evans and Kevin Craig. But conserving resources, as Connor puts it, shouldn't halt Long's reelection bid.
This area of the state is becoming more Republican and less two-party competitive. And so, you know, a Democrat will garner 30 to 40% in the, you know, just by definition, but to actually win, that's a significant challenge.
Missourians will also choose whether to amend the state constitution four times, including a proposed change to teacher tenure policy. Despite supporters for Amendment 3 withdrawing campaign efforts, Connor feels this item will encourage the most participation because of its controversy and the continued efforts of the opposition groups. With just one statewide race on Tuesday's ballot, Missouri Auditor, Connor feels it won't take long after the votes are tallied that the focus shifts to the 2016 governor's race. Statewide voter turnout for Tuesday is estimated to be fewer than 40%. For KSMU News, I'm Scott Harvey.